Time is 8:37. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 Chai FM. We're talking Military Mondays. And, David, the subject that I wanted to discuss with you is, have we entered into a new era of warfare with drones? Is there an arms race? How is this looking? Because the more we read, the more we see, drones are taking over so much of what's going on.
Absolutely. You know, before I came here, Adina said to me, as I was walking out, she said, don't you think this whole subject is overrated? And absolutely not. It's not overrated. This is a real problem. Let me relate a little story to you just to get us into the zone of what's happening out there. And, this may be a little apocryphal, but it indicates where this whole thing is going, is that there was a prison breakout recently. And they flew with a drone, with one of these little drones off the shelf that you buy at the hobby shops. They flew in a set of wire cutters to the prisoner.
That is so clever.
Absolutely. And he cut
clever
his way.
Clever criminals.
So this is the way things are going. There's a capability. So it's another dimension. So, where we've had to deal with the length and breadth of battlefields before, now we have to deal with a vertical, threat. And, this is a serious, serious, issue. It needs to be taken care of, and a very, very difficult one to fight.
Because it really, as you say, impacts on every aspect of law enforcement, of military, of everything.
Absolutely. You can just think of the payloads. As the payloads, as the technology gets better and the payloads get greater, you can imagine, just from a nefarious point of view, from a criminal angle, how this can be used to smuggle drugs and weapons and that type of thing. So it's a real threat. Yeah. And something identified, not only is it the weapons grade drone threat that's out there, which is a big threat and we don't have to really go through that. It's the off the shelf capability that you can walk into any one of these toy and hobby shops and go and buy yourself $1,000 drone or whatever. And it's got massive capability as it stands right now. So we're putting this capability in the hands of ordinary people. And if people have nefarious ideas, We certainly enabling them, a whole generation. It's almost like a cell phone. When the cell phones first started out, it works for good and it works for evil.
Right.
It gives, ultimate communication to people who are doing evil out there. They can now communicate for very, very little. If you think before the days of the cell phone, how difficult it was to get things together and communicate. Now it's the easiest thing. So it can be used for the forces of good or the forces of evil. So it's a very, very, very serious threat.
How do you see this arms race playing out?
Well, the problem we're going to talk about asymmetrical warfare again, because in order to combat that one little dollar or those few dollars that you're buying off the shelf, you're going to have to expend millions and millions in research, in the weaponry that's needed.
Does a normal radar pick up a drone?
There's two types of defense against this type of thing. Hard defenses and soft defenses.
Okay.
So when you're talking about hard defenses, you're talking about missiles against the drones. You're talking about bullets against the drones. So the radar will work in operation together with a hard system. So the radar will identify whether the drone is a friend or foe, and that will link into a high rate of fire weapon system that will bring down the drone. Or the radar will be able to jam the signals that drive these drones. So that's a mixture of hard and soft. But the technology now is to look for soft ways of bringing these drones down. So to intercept between the operator and the drone.
Yes.
The software to intercept that software.
So right now there's a lot of very strict regulations. I know even in South Africa, you can't fly a drone within X kilometers of an airport. No. You can't, we were at, near the Kruger. And people who had drones couldn't fly their drone too close to the Kruger. Why? Because it had been used, they're being used by poachers. Yeah. So I don't know if that's regulation or if you lose control of the drone due to some kind of a technology. Is there technology available to
Look, you started out by saying there's legislation against these things and there's law, and I'd say to you not, there's not enough actually. And it doesn't regulate. I don't think, well, let's look at the States. The States have got a particular problem, where a drone is treated as a normal aircraft. So there's great problems there because it's not a normal aircraft. So they treat it as a normal aircraft and it's subject to the normal restrictions of an aircraft. And there needs to be new legislation with new ideas in mind to combat, the problems that these little drones are posing. to law enforcement and to the military. So when you turn around and say, is there strict legislation out there? There is not so much strict legislation. And certainly the enforcement is not great. I mean, I hear you, you're not allowed to fly in certain areas or whatever, but is the enforcement fantastic at this stage of the game? I don't think people understand the threat. It's very new. And I'm not 100% sure that there's the proper enforcement. Or there's a threat perception of what's going on out there. That's the problem. That's the problem. I've forgotten your original question. I went off on the legislation side.
No, so what I was asking is, yeah. Is there technology that disables the communication between the drone flyer, the pilot, and the drone itself?
Yes, there is.
Because answer to...
I wonder how simple... I'm not 100% sure how simple it is, because it's a difficult technology. I mean, some of these things are flown with cell phone signals. You clip your little iPhone or your other phone onto them and you fly it. Now, in order to bring that down and intercept it, you're going to take down the whole cell phone system. You're going to need jamming devices and it's working on the same frequencies as you've got in a civilian area.
So you're knocking out your communications as well.
Absolutely. So if you're in an airport area, you're in danger of putting out your control towers and the communications between them. So it's not that simple at all to sit and take down communications. So there's a lot of technology that needs to be researched right now to isolate what the problem is all about. And most probably it's going to go into the building and who is allowed to fly it. I think there needs to be stricter legislation on exactly who can go and buy a drone off the shelf. And this is the problem now. I don't believe that you should be even able to buy these things off the shelf because it's just a cheap mechanism of delivering something that's going to be destructive. And it needs to be vetted at source.
But the problem is, you know, you've got a situation. I know that I was doing some research, and one of the things that I read was that in San Francisco, for example, two drone stations strategically placed in San Francisco can deliver something to people, groceries to people or whatever, within 5 minutes.
Yes. Amazon is thinking about it.
Amazon is doing a lot of research in this regard, for example. And so drones are going to become part of our everyday life. The question is, how do you manage it I believe we're going to get to a situation where we're going to start to see a lot of drones in the air. It's going to be something we're just going to get used to seeing.
Surely, absolutely. And I think in order to solve the problem, you need to identify that there is a problem. And I think we're in that state of flux where this is a pretty new type of technology. And people haven't really sat down and identified the various problems that they face. And we need to get real about it and start working on a technology and facing exactly what the problem is. I can sit down with you right now and identify 20 or 30 different types of threats that these things pose. Some of them are not even intentional. Like you say, some kid goes up there and flies a drone and it takes down a jumbo 747 because it hits one of the engines. So it needs for people to sit down and identify exactly what the threats are and then have a look how it's going to be handled. Is it going to be handled at source? Is there going to be technology that needs to be introduced? And it's going to be a measure of all different types of things that need to be done to tackle this problem. It's not just a one fix somewhere along the line that we design a technology to bring these things down. It needs legislation. It needs a lot of thought behind it. It needs licensing. I mean, just look at the ease of operation, Howard. You know, you can go with a cell phone and it makes it easy to become an expert. I remember sitting one day and one of my friends had one of these helicopter kits.
Yes.
And it is so difficult to even hover one of those things. I mean, you need to fly a helicopter is in the most extraordinarily difficult thing and flying those little old helicopter models was extraordinarily difficult to do. You had to actually be an expert to fly one of these
little
models.
The drones.
Today you don't have to be anybody. I mean, you can just clip your cell phone and literally and everything's fly by wire and it takes
absolutely.
You. So everybody's an expert.
In fact, I was telling our listeners and telling Tanati a little bit earlier that I had the privilege last night of flying in a simulator.
Oh wow.
Look, a lot of people would have died. But, but that aside from that, it was the most incredible experience because to some extent you can actually see how these the aircrafts have been designed just to keep it stable, keep it in the air. It was very interesting, and I believe that drones are going the same way.
Yes, exactly.
At 8:46, let's chat to Meir Rusversky because there was a lot that went on in Israel with attempted drone attacks over the weekend.